full stack.
Oh yeah, it's really good.
Don't worry. Focus on your performance.
I'm gonna sit on this corner.
Actually, I'm gonna sit where it's lit.
Oh no, I can't. Everyone can't see me.
No, I'll just do a little bit of this.
Okay.
Woo! So. I'm on tour with Microsoft State and Blue Scums. I'm from New Jersey.
Shout out Garden State.
Garden State, Jersey Shore, Weird NJ. Okay, so I'm gonna read a few poems. This first one is called "You Have to Listen to Cub." The other night I met someone who has never heard Cub, so I said, "Well, you have to listen to Cub." But before you listen to Cub, you have to listen to Dressy Bessie. And before you listen to Dressy Bessie, you have to drink a Jones Black Cherry Soda. But before you drink a Jones Black Cherry Soda, you have to eat eggs with avocado. And before you eat eggs with avocado, you have to have dinner outside. Before you have dinner outside, you have to get a cavity filled. And before you get a cavity filled, you have to drive to the dentist. But before you drive to the dentist, you have to make plans to visit New Hampshire. And before you make plans to visit New Hampshire, you have to get dumped on a major holiday. But before you get dumped on a major holiday, you have to hit someone with your car. And before you hit someone with your car, you have to drive into Philly. But before you drive into Philly, you have to graduate from college. And before you graduate from college, you have to get a good night's sleep. But before you get a good night's sleep, you have to go to bed. And before you go to bed, you have to listen to Cub. Mix it up. My biological clock runs on batteries. I apologize so much in my adolescent existence, and now I can't get those breaths back. In 10th grade, our class read The Awakening, but I didn't, which was probably for the best, because I hear it ends in suicide. I drove to Aldi behind a van that had a bumper sticker that said, "Honk if parts fall off," and I thought, same. The source of my auxiliary power is locked in a closet in a city I haven't visited yet. I don't die when the batteries run out. What most people don't know is that I've been running on fumes for years. I peel off my nail polish like one would scrape grease off a frying pan. It's satisfying yet grotesque. I'm not supposed to save this, right? There are healthier options. Flecks of skin on my nails escape, leaving them like paint-chipped walls. Damage, reparable cosmetology. I sit in the sun on the 25th. It is hot. I wear jeans because I have trust issues with the weather. It is in my biological makeup to protect myself. If there is no defense, there is no offense. If there is no escape plan, there is no plan. Black flecks of chipped polish stick to my sweaty fingers, and I question my qualification for growing older. I bring hot tea with me out on the porch on April 25th, under the warm sun. A tall mug, honey, and the mother, a weapon, I think. A bee keeps me company. There are no plants on the porch. I'm too flaky to garden. Did I tell you what happened to my cactus? I disappoint the bee. There's something I'm supposed to be doing for this bee, and I can't remember what it is. In grade school, a man talked to our class about bees. He was enthusiastic and made us chant new words like pollination. In high school, we had assemblies on how not to die after prom. The energy I use on thoughts and personal tasks is compounded with the question of politics. Sitting on my porch on April 25th, cross-legged and barefoot, I chip away at my nail polish, looking up periodically, like sending a text message in class, defensively, as if to say, I know what this looks like, but I'm pondering the biggest questions of the universe, I swear. No one is walking by. I'm not in school anymore. Cars are honking at the distracted when the light on the corner turns green. People are driving with the windows down, singing along with the blasting radio unapologetically. Maybe if my house was on wheels, I'd be happier. People will still honk at me when the light turns green. I'm too busy picking up my nail polish. Deep in bed before sleep, when life slows down enough for me to count the calories I'm burning and the muscles I'm moving, I try to see if what they say about smiling is true, that it takes more energy to frown. Alone and horizontal, my cell phone is white hot in my hand, and I don't want to move any muscles to look at it. I'm not using any energy. I'm still counting my calories. That's my quick one. Just a couple more. There are restaurants in Brooklyn that open 2 once and never have been able to find again. This is why I hate Brooklyn, and this is why I hate the food service industry. Since I was 16, I've made my money by giving people things and taking them while they try hard not to make eye contact with me. Sometimes couples go to restaurants and sit next to each other on the same side of the booth. This is a phenomenon in casual dining that I witness quite regularly, and I hate it. But when I am in a Mexican restaurant and it's the summer, I'm wearing shorts and we are sitting at the counter, and I cannot imagine eating a meal without our knees knocking together and the back of a hand on my thigh and making faces close between meal and check, breathing through our noses because we haven't brushed our teeth yet and we're both self-conscious. I hand two plates to two people who are facing the wall away from me and they are kissing. Two coworkers close to my age say they wish they grew up in the 60s. I'd live any time it was cheaper to fill my gas tank. It is winter and I am driving and trying to follow the subway stops and trying to find the places I've been to once and never been able to find again. Thanks. I'm just going to read one more and then Goosegumps is going to play. I held a gun in my dream last night. Is the safety off, I said? Of course it is, doofus, he said. We were in a hurry. It was only an act. I never shot the gun. Roller coasters and bridges and train tracks fused together in architectural amalgamation, as if the engineers switched jobs halfway through. There was always so much certainty in roller coasters that lacked in bridges. Suddenly a bridge with no end becomes an idea, bridges that break and fall periodically. Roller coasters have a beginning and they have an end. The destination is fixed. You know when you'll arrive. Chances are, it's right next to where you departed. Your rites of passage always come with risks. Sometimes you get three chances. Sometimes you die. When a roller coaster or a bridge or a set of train tracks is abandoned, things grow. Cobwebs form like long hammocks lining the path under a bridge to shore. I swing from these hammocks. I jump from each of them like a gymnast on uneven bars, getting closer and closer to a world stuck in sepia. Pool parties at night, getting lost in department stores. It's always summer, and I always have to take a family portrait on the jetty. And that's all.
I also have a zine distro, so I have some zines with me if anyone wants to take a look at those.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna go for it while everyone's
on. I just sneak.